Member Elizabeth Maskey.
Otherwise, I have no problem with it, as long as we get to that millisecond. Okay, you disabled.
Okay, now I'm going to make the motion.
One where they did not sign up in advance.
That's when there's a question.
That's where the real issue comes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to make a motion that we grant non-service for Elizabeth.
And I'll second it. Second. Any further discussion on it? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
There's a second part.
Sorry. Oh, what's the second?
Under recommendation, there's a second part. The first part is finding that the disability requirements have been met. And the second part is approve the optional settlement 2 payment to the named beneficiary.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve optional settlement 2 payment to the beneficiary.
Thank you. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Okay.
I have a question, though, around this issue, not with us granting it, but when is the last time that we have informed actives that this benefit is available to them? When's the last time it's been put out there?
Only when they're hired.
Last time we argued about it.
That was the woman.
Last year.
Yeah. So, I think that this is an important issue for actives to know, and I think we ought to at least once every year or once every year put it in the quarterly for those people. I know the handbook's given out, and I know it says it in the handbook, and when you're a new employee, somebody probably mentions it to you, but you're not really, you're just happy you got the job, and you're not really into it. So I think that's something that we should.
Is it noted in our annual statement? No.
What we'd like to do, though, is to include a data on the annual statement that tells them if they have the form on file, so that they'll know. But the problem is our, pension administration system, where we store our data, didn't have that information. We put the field in there. Now we have to populate it. We need to go through the image files and see who actually has the form on file.
You want it in one of the newsletters.
Thank you.
Yeah, in a newsletter or put it in the quarterly, the
new roads or whatever.
Yeah, the new
roads. Yeah,
put it in the new roads.
Yeah, we can do that.
For the new roads, it's too late because those are the retired people.
Yeah.
Oh, it only goes out?
I thought it was the same name.
Oh, then I need it done.
We do retiree newsletters and active newsletters.
Yeah, the active newsletter.
So it'll go in the active.
Thank you.
I thought that these forms were being included in the onboarding documents for new employees at the county.
It might be, but 3 years goes by or 4 years goes by, and you know if you didn't do it then, you forgot about it.
I see.
And you may not have a beneficiary at the time.
Yeah. Well,
that's the other point.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt to put it in the newsletter.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. She's got her basket.
Sorry.
why don't we do closed session items 5 and 6?
Okay, 2 minutes.